From KQED in San Francisco, this is the Writer's Block.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
I'm Joseph Leese, and I am going to read six poems from my new book, Broken World, published by Coffee House Press. I live in Oakland, and I teach at California College of the Arts, where I am also the chair of the MFA program in writing. A friend of mine called this poem an existential hayride. Little lightning bolt. Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, put your finger on your nose. Simon says, you haven't done enough. Simon says you don't care enough. Simon says compulsive old answers can't leave the world alone. Simon says you're going to die. Simon says don't let yourself care. Simon says you can't stop caring. Simon says man tall but thin as a phone call. Compulsive old answers can't leave the world alone. Simon says you only have blood, marshlight, and sparrow. Simon says, put your hands on your head. This poem is an elegy for my friend James Asatley. He was a great writer who taught me a lot. He died in 1993 of an AIDS-related illness, and this poem mourns what we lost when we lost James. Broken World for James Asatley. Faith in rain, brightness falls. Blank as glass, brightness falls, until he can't bend light anymore. Won't be stronger, won't be water, won't be dancing or floating berries, won't be a year, won't be a song, won't be taller, won't be accounted a flame, won't be a boy, won't be any relation to the famous rebel. You are with me, and I shatter everyone who hates you. Arrows on water, you are with me, rain on snow, and I shatter everyone who hates you. To be a man, to be, to try. I hate the word man. I'm not crazy about the word husband or the word father either. To try, to heal the night or day. I'm busy selling fighters and bombers. The NASDAQ moves in my face. I'm wired to my greasy self-portrait. Every day, in every way, America equals ghost. The wrong side of history. Flat, matted, yellow weeds. Who could believe God chose me? Flat, matted, yellow weeds. God chose? You were dying that spring. Reading at some college, I saw rotsy boys in fatigues. The talkiness of winter unwraps me now. In each room, someone is fingering her or his soul. The talkiness of winter unwraps me now. The garden made unknowing by the snow. Erased by snow. Erased by snow. Two blocks from campus, a boy, maybe 10 or 11, yelled at a junior high school girl, "Hobag, incest baby, spread your legs." It's all naked out here. Nothing is here. It's all one big strip mall. We have a Ponderosa. Faith in rain, brightness falls. Blank as glass, brightness falls. Won't be the magic lantern or dancer. Won't be, despite the fullness of time, the other three magic ones. Won't be a year, won't be a song. Won't be a beginning, won't be forward. Won't be on the way. Won't be a dreary prison. Won't be the month of May. Won't be Mary, won't be the sea road. Won't be stronger, won't be younger. Won't be pink, won't be opening from under. The Word of God. The Word of God in a plastic bag. I couldn't hear your voice. You are with me, and I shatter everyone who hates you. Arrows on water, you are with me, rain on snow, and I shatter everyone who hates you. Faith in rain, brightness falls. Blank as glass, brightness falls. Ghosts. This is a ghost story that's also a love story for a visionary storyteller. Ghosts. The word for dawn is others. The word for light is free fall. The word for hand is others. The word for dawn is sister, her weeds, her bridge, her clay blue sky, her wind and rain, her friends, her house, her stream of ghosts, her horses were her beauty, her horses, her stories. The word for dawn is others. The word for light is nothing. I'll fly away. He tried to give words away. He tried to pray. Obsessive compulsion is a disconnection between body and mind, a situation of mutual distrust where all acts are suspect and self-perception is unreliable. One must have a mind of summer, of water, of warm rain. His mind is winter, copper, elegy, green silk, brown bread, dust. Obsessive compulsion is a disconnection between body and mind, a situation of mutual distrust where all acts are suspect and self-perception is unreliable. One must have a mind of distance, of marsh grass, of dead zones. His mind is summer, wriggling, gulping, bouncing, form, gulping after formlessness, gray rain, and buried worlds. Compulsive repetition usually implies a lack of resolution between self and space. My friend is saying prayers and saying prayers. There's nothing else. Prayer broken off. A stain of faded stormlight in my hand. If I cried out, who among the angelic orders would slap my face? Who would steal my lunch money, knock me down? Sailboats moored in harbor, trees on the long breakwater, orange shimmer of late July evening. I can't stop wanting the voice that will come. Simon says, put your hands on your head. Simon says, put your finger on your nose. Simon says, you haven't done enough. Simon says, you don't care enough. Simon says, you can't stop caring. Oh, look at you. Once again, you're a machine made of words. Once again, you're a death, a failure. Your response is always too big and dirty, and you want them to get bigger and dirtier. To give the storm a local habitation and a name, and small wind bring down rain, echo and window, self and all selves, each day tears the air to bits, and small wind bring down rain. Were you, did that mirror again feed you when the moon rises, black plums taste like whiskey, pieces of mirror sweep blue wind. And the last poem I'm going to read this afternoon is Soul Making. I love Keats' beautiful idea that we're not just put here to suffer or to feel outrage, though those are important too, but this world is a school where we learn to make our souls. Soul Making. As if that plain fact were enough and would last. As if that plain fact were a fact, not a sky. As if a green sky were a fact, not a face. As if that plain face were a sky and enough. As if that green sky were a face and would speak. When I close my eyes, I see cracks in storm windows. There's a book on a bench near the flat, small river. There's a cup of coffee on the bench. Let my soul be a sphere. Let devotion move my soul. I think a sparrow might be a picture of death. I think I should make fun of myself. I think I can't hear you anymore. I think this is a bad day, but you never say the worst day. I think I've fallen out of my chair. I think I was never fooling anyone. A slow embrace, mud slick, salty, thick ropes of light, a painting, forgetting everything but your mouth. I can't turn off the engine. I just can't find the stamina to be a squirrel anymore. I don't have the patience to mug myself in Chagall after Chagall after Chagall. I don't have the helium to rise and float above the town the way I used to. I don't have the broom to sweep Orion into the water. I don't have the studio. I don't have the world. I don't have the phone number. I don't have the book of spells. For I am bodiless and bright. My soul is like a green used car. My soul is like a dancing bear, an old drunk king, a patch of ice. To subscribe to the Writer's Block and hear more poetry, please visit www.kqed.org/writersblock.
The Writer's Block is produced by KQED.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.